Hello, and welcome to Thing of the Week, a podcast where two nerds talk about their most recent obsessions. I'm Nick.
And I'm Luke, and you can find us almost every Monday at noon Central Time on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Copy RSS. Nick, this is episode 40.
It is episode 40.
We did 40 episodes.
We're middle-aged.
We're over the hill.
It took 40 episodes for the first time for either one of us to be able to do the intro properly.
Usually one of us fucks it up.
Yeah, I think that's the first time neither one of us fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, congratulations to us.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back. Yeah. We did it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all downhill definitely. From here.
Yeah, no, we're pretty much, things are going to start sagging and falling apart from here.
Yep, may as well hang up the mics at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if we probably could.
All right, we had a good run.
Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
Thanks everybody for listening to Thing of the Week with Luke and Nick. Just kidding.
You could find us every week. So how's it going, bud?
It's going really well. For the what feels like the first time in quite some time, I feel like it's going very well, and all the good things are good, and all the bad things are not so bad. So
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I've got. I don't know where I put them. It's probably not the right thing I should be saying. There they are. I've never actually rolled over any of my old 401ks. I've worked at three different jobs that offered me retirement funds, and I've never rolled any of them over. So this past week, I decided I'm going to roll all of them over into an IRA, which was probably not good that I waited so long. Because I probably could have earned a lot of money over the past 8 years of my career. But better late than never, I guess. Best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is right now.
Yeah, fair. I would say the second best time is 19 years ago.
Smart ass.
So this is the ninth best time to do this.
Yeah. I mean, you could even get more granular than that. But let's not waste precious podcast minutes.
We don't need to go that fucking pedantic. We're assholes, but we're not that kind of assholes.
So, yeah, I got this big stack of checks for thousands of dollars that not even addressed to me. No. They're addressed to another company. They send them to me, and then I have to send them to someone else. I don't know why they can't just send them to the other guy, but...
Yeah, that seems like a needlessly complicated step, but...
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, by the way, that reminds me, I have Allstate for auto insurance, and I've needed to use them once, and I fucking hate them.
Yeah,
I used to have Progressive before I got married, and Progressive was great. I got rear-ended one time. I called them, started a there's our gay joke for the episode. We met our quota.
We got it in quick.
We did it, boys.
Which is what he said.
Which is all... Yep, that's what he said. There it is. That's two gay jokes. We are over our quota now.
We need to
wrap up the podcast. All right, thanks for everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on Copy RSS. Anyway. I used to have Progressive. I got rear-ended one time. I called them, filed a claim. They're like, all right, bring your car to us. I brought it there. They gave me a rental. I brought the rental back like 3 days later. They had even washed my car. It was all done. I didn't have to exchange money or anything. Allstate is terrible. I got rear-ended. By the way, I've been rear-ended three times in this car. I am cursed. I've never gotten an accident. That was my fault. Rear-ended three times. I got rear-ended in this car. I filed a claim on Allstate, and they're like, okay, well, you need to use our app to take pictures of the damage, and we're going to estimate the damage, and we're going to send you a check for the estimate. And then you take the car to the to the shop, whatever shop you want. And then if they say that it's more, then we'll directly send them the difference between the estimate money that we gave you and whatever they said. Like, I'm over here like, why don't you just send them all the money? Why do I need to get a check for the estimate and then hand that to them? But when you can facilitate, if you can't do it at all, then sure, send me the check. I get it. But you're
right.
Why the half measure? Anyway, that was upsetting. And then my car ended up being in the shop for like 5 weeks because it was the busy season.
Like, what? Yeah. Oh, God.
The busy season Jesus for Christ. For car
the busy
body
season
work?
For car.
For is body work?
Is that winter? Like, is that because people it crash was winter. More in the winter?
It was winter. That could be it. It was December and part of January. So that could be why, actually. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
still, though, yeah. you think they'd, I don't know, you think they could, like, staff up during winter or something? I don't know.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But 5 weeks is a long time.
Yeah. And then I had other issues with the insurance company after that. They're like, hey, the shop told us that your car would be in the shop for 4 weeks, but they had it for 5 weeks. So we can't comp your rental car, which you had to set up yourself, by the way. I had to set that up myself. So we can't comp your rental car for 5 weeks. We can only do 4 weeks unless you call the shop and tell them to call us and give us a better reason.
Jesus,
it was fucking crazy. I hate it. Fuck Allstate. Fuck you, Allstate. I hope you get rear-ended and then have your car in the shop for 5 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they probably have Allstate. I don't even know who my car insurance company is. I've had it for so long and I've never used it. It's just it's just a thing that comes out of my debit card once a month and I don't have to think about.
Oh jeez.
And I mean I could pull it up on my phone right now and find out. Like, I have the app. I just don't know what it is.
Man,
I haven't been pulled over in years.
Well, that's good.
I know, considering where I used to come from. I don't know if you remember how, you know, it was kind of like every other year my license would be suspended.
Yeah, you had a rough couple of years, a rough first couple of years when you got your license.
Yeah, so that's to say the least. I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, you know.
So, do you not know who your insurance provider is because, like, your parents set it up and you're just still with them on the plan, or...
No, I just set it up years ago, and I haven't had to use it in so many years that, like, it is just a charge that comes out of my card once a month now. Like, I haven't had to I did have to call them to switch over to my new car, but I think it's Progressive.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Progressive's
good.
Yeah, Progressive. Yeah. Yeah, I just know it's cheap, and... That's fine. Like, that's really all I care about right now is that it's cheap because, like,
yeah,
I don't get rear-ended very much in my car. Well, my car doesn't get rear-ended.
That's three. I'm pretty sure the FCC is coming for us.
Yeah, no, we are going. We are earning the explicit tag for sure this week. Yep. You're editing, so make sure you do that.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I We've spent way too much time talking about car insurance, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit more. I just told those two stories about how I had Progressive and it was great, and then I had Allstate and it sucked. And the reason we switched from Progressive to Allstate is because we saved like $10 a month, which I guess adds up. But that was it. That's the only reason we switched. I could just go back to Progressive and pay a little bit more and be a happier human being.
You probably should. You know, sometimes $120 a year is worth just the kind of extra, you know, being happy.
Maybe.
Of deal, you know, like.
But actually, I got to come clean. That Progressive transaction, when my car was rear-ended and it went to the shop and everything, that actually was not as happy of an ending as I, there's another sex joke. Was not as much of a happy ending as I made it out to be, because... Like, 3 years later, the second time I got rear-ended in my car was Progressive used Enterprise, and I just got an Enterprise car when I showed up. And then that was the first time I got rear-ended. The second time I got rear-ended was, like, 3 years later. I went through Enterprise myself, and I tried to rent a car, and they say, hey, so you've got a balance from the last time you used Enterprise because of damages to the car. And I was like, oh, that's... weird. How much is it? And this is bearing in mind that the body work that I was doing on my car was like $2,000 or something like that.
Right.
They said that I had a balance of like $3,500. And I was like, what? what possible damage did I do to that car that was worth $3,500?
Right.
And I forget exactly what it was. It was like the axle was bent or something like that. It was like like foundational element of this vehicle was totaled beyond repair, which is hilarious because I drove it off the lot and I drove it back onto the lot and it worked fine. Whatever happened was not my fault. I can guarantee you that.
It's like you parked it in the lot and the axles just dissolved.
Yeah. It's like it was made it's like the axles were made of that like sugar glass that they use for bottles in movies when they break it over your head.
Yeah. I've always wanted to play with that stuff. Like is there somewhere can you just like go somewhere and buy that stuff?
I think it's pretty easy to make, actually. I saw a YouTube video recently where some people it was Rob Scallon. Rob Scallon, I'm not sure if you're familiar with his YouTube channel. Are you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he does like all the guitar stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just music stuff in general. Anyway, he had an episode where he did it like a music video where they made a bunch of like sugar glass bottles and they just like broke them over each other's heads. Nice. And I think he covers the recipe or something in that video. Anyway,
okay.
I'm sure you can Google it and figure out how to make them.
I want to figure out how to make that. And I don't want to do it for a video or anything like that. I just want to like throw glass bottles at each other and like not have anybody get hurt.
Just like get a friend, go to the Walmart parking lot and then like pretend to get in a fight and then just pick up a bottle off the ground and smash each other over the head while people watch.
Yeah.
They'd be horrified.
I know. That would be amazing. That would be perfect. Andy Kaufman. I don't know why I said that, but that just makes me think of that Andy Kaufman wrestling shits with him and Jerry Lawler. And do you ever see Man in the Moon? You gotta see that movie.
No.
That's a crazy fucking movie.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey plays Andy Kaufman. Jim Carrey it's a biopic movie about Andy Kaufman, and Jim Carrey plays him.
Okay.
And basically, do you know anything about Andy Kaufman?
No. Tell me everything.
So the main thing, like he's most famous for being the one weird like guy, I can't remember his name, but like the kind of weird Russian guy on the show Taxi.
Okay.
But he was it's easy to, I want to call him a stand-up comedian, but that's really not what he was. He was almost the antithesis of that.
It's funny, I'm reading his Wikipedia page right now, and it says, while often called a comedian, Kaufman preferred to describe himself as a song and dance man. He was sometimes, he's sometimes been called an anti-comedian.
Yeah, yeah, I would consider him anti-comedian.
Okay.
To the point where, like, it almost feels like his goal while performing on stage was to make the audience uncomfortable. Not necessarily to make them laugh. The joke was on the audience, not for the audience.
Okay.
So, like, you know, he would do things where, like, he would come out and pretend like he was going to lip sync to a song, and he would just put on the underdog theme song and just stand there until Here I Come to Save the Day. He would lip sync that, and then he would just stand there for another, like, 35 seconds straight. Or he would just read from a novel on stage for an hour.
Okay.
And he had this whole thing going with, and it's still kind of unclear as to whether, I don't know if it's real or not, because all of my knowledge is based on the movie. But he had a thing with wrestling, and like he had a pretend feud, but maybe it wasn't a real feud with a professional wrestler, and they got into a fight on TV at one point, and I'm not entirely sure if that was real or if that was planned or and they were friends or not, but like that's the kind of performer that Andy Kaufman was.
Okay.
So much so that like a lot of people, well, the movie, I shouldn't, some people don't think that he died. I'm pretty sure he died, but like it wouldn't be beyond him to fake his own death for a joke.
It's all the long con.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But anyway, you need to watch Man on the Moon because it's a great movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I'm trying to think of good things to say, but it's been a while since I've seen it. I should watch it too, but
okay.
Jim Carrey is really good in it. Yes.
Okay, was that one of like Jim Carrey's more serious roles? Was that like was that more like The Mask, or was that more Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
It's closer to Eternal Sunshine.
Okay.
But I mean, he is playing a real life person, so it's kind of hard to say, because, like, you know, yeah, so I guess it's more dramatic, even though, like, there are parts of the movie where he's doing comedy, but he's doing Andy Kaufman's comedy.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I would say it's probably more dramatic than anything, but there's actually a documentary about Jim Carrey's process behind the scenes of that movie, and, well, okay, it's no real big secret, but Jim Carrey was kind of an asshole, but mainly because he was, like, super method the whole time he was making that movie.
Okay.
So, like, he was in his mind, Andy Kaufman, and more importantly, Andy Kaufman's alter ego, who is just the worst. You'll find out about him when you watch the movie.
Okay.
You'll find out about Tony Clifton. But, so, like, yeah, Jim Carrey really committed hard to this role. In a really, I don't know, I think a pretty cool way, actually. I think he did a really good job, so.
Okay,
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. This is not what I expected to be my thing of the week this week, but there we are. Man in the Moon, a movie from, like, 1999.
Well, I was literally just bitching about car insurance the whole time, so. What's funny is I was bitching about car insurance after saying that my life was, like, at a high, like a recent high. So,
well, yeah, you know, look, you had a little bit of negative energy and you used this podcast as a platform to get it out, and, you know, it made me laugh, so
yeah,
I can appreciate it.
I also talked about rolling over my 401ks, so this is apparently adulting the podcast.
Yeah, this is adulting the podcast.
By the way, I hate when people use the word adulting, and I just use it, so here we are.
Yeah, well, there we are. I mean, sometimes that's just how it goes. No. Adulting is I don't know. I didn't mind adulting. I don't expect you to have a problem with it. Yeah, no, fine with me. But, you know, then again.
I have these weird quirks, though, where, like, people do these things and they bug me for no explicable reason, and I realize that it's a me problem. Like,
yeah.
Let me give you one right now. I hate when Northerners say y'all.
Oh, like, really?
Unironically. I hate it. Oh, man. It drives me nuts.
That sucks because I use it all the time, unironically.
That's all right. You're allowed to do that. You're well within your rights to do that. But know that, like, it grates at me when that happens.
It's
going to
make your butthole pucker whenever I say it.
Yeah, you put coal up there, you'll get a diamond. It's something else.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't bother me when Southerners say it, though. It feels genuine.
Natural. It feels natural. Well, I mean, you know, we did kind of steal it from the Southerners. So, like...
For sure.
Yeah, I can't say you're unfounded in that, you know. But yeah. It's just such a useful word.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I've been to the South twice. I went to Nashville and I went to New Orleans, and
right.
Especially when I was in New Orleans, I was surprised at, like, how friendly, like, waitstaff at restaurants are.
Yeah,
like they'll call you baby and honey and stuff, and, like, I was just like, man, I feel so good right now. Like, this is good for my ego. You're just, like, asking me if I want a refill on my coffee, but I feel like you like me. It's right. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all? Is that
that's it? Yeah.
Thought? Oh, okay. I thought there was gonna be some dark underbelly to that story.
Nope. That was it. I'm just saying. I love ordering food in the South. It's great. Also, they make pretty good food down there. Lots of butter and fat and spice and stuff. But it's good. I did want to conclude by saying that I managed to find the only thing on the planet right now that's harder to find than a PS5, and it's a COVID vaccination appointment. So that's exciting. My wife got one too, so that's gonna be great. We can I'm excited. I'm looking forward to like going to the movies and restaurants and stuff again.
Right. Yeah, no, that's nice. I got my second dose of my vaccination, a couple of weeks ago. And there's kind of a nice sense of relief.
Yeah.
About it. So.
Yeah, it sounded like it kicked your butt when you got it.
Oh, yeah, no, it was not great. My sister got it a lot worse. I think we probably talked about that in another podcast. But hopefully it doesn't hit you guys too hard. But honestly, even if it does, it's kind of worth it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll be the one that controversially says that. Like, most people are just, you know, I get it. You know, I get it. It sucks, but like,
yeah,
it's worth it. We gave up the last year of our lives. Like, you could spend a day or two getting sick. It's fine.
And but you're not even like really sick. You feel sick because your body is mounting an immune response, but you're not actually sick.
Right.
Like, you can't. You don't actually have...
No, you're not. You're not sick. You're just lousy. Maybe that's a better word for it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And it's certainly better than actually getting COVID because. Like, I know people who've, you know, gotten like pretty sick for like a day or two. Like, I know multiple people who've had COVID and like they've either gotten like pretty sick for a day or two and then they're fine and they have like no symptoms like. Long lasting after that. But there are also people out there who like lose their sense of taste and smell for like 6 months afterwards. There are certain people who like have like particular comorbidities that lead them to having what's called like long COVID. If you look up long COVID, there's a Wikipedia page for it.
That's
a real thing. And then obviously, you know, like some people like unfortunately die.
No, it's definitely, get vaccinated, y'all. If and when you can, get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated,
unpopular
y'all.
Unpopular opinioned. Get vaccinated, thanks for, y'all.
Thanks for saying something that I both love and hate.
I know, yeah, I know. I said that just for you.
Thanks, buddy. And with that, I think, unless you got something to add, we can call it a podcast.
I think we got a podcast. Right,
thank you, everybody, for listening to Thing of the Week with Luke and Nick, where you can find us almost every Monday at noon Central Time on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Copy RSS. Farewell.
See you.